Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach strategist, author of a few books, one of them being this one, which I'm going to talk about very shortly. And welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it is a gorgeous day here. Gorgeous. I was going to say dogs, there's no dogs barking, that's just weird. I'm sure they'll start up at some point. There's a rooster. As I started into 2022, I decided I was going to sort of be a little bit more strategic about what format I offered for each of the podcasts. And over the course of the month, one of them is going to be a book review, which I did last week. One's going to be just talking about a topic that comes to mind and sort of strategy around it. That's today. Then next week's going to be a guided meditation. And the fourth one will be a guest conversation. I'm sort of leaning into, for that guest conversation, a conversation around the masculine and the feminine, and how can we bring more of the feminine in relationship to both men and women. I think that would be an interesting conversation. So I have a colleague of mine in mind that I think would be great for that conversation. That's for another time. Let's dive into this one, and then at the end of this podcast I'll talk about some stuff I've got coming up. I've got my 9-month coaching program coming up this year for the deep dive. I teach you everything that I've learned over 52 years in 9 months. I think that's pretty cool. So the topic was inspired. I was working out in the gym yesterday. I was in a CrossFit gym here in Bali, and they have a tagline, building better humans. And I was doing a rowing machine or something like that. I was considering this thing, and then I was sitting down doing some other stuff. I was looking around the gym, and I was looking at just about every person in between whatever was on their phones doing whatever. And it got me to thinking, and I'd sort of seeing some people sort of strutting around, and there's quite a bit of competition in the gym, and there's lots of people with their shirts off, flexing their pecs and all of that sort of stuff. And it got me to thinking about what are the component parts of becoming a better human. Now, we can become a better looking human by, you know, working out of the gym and having these ripped pieces. But is that truly what being a better human is about? And I sort of hypothesized on it. There's a couple of components to it, and a couple of components that I think are missing in that model as it stood. Now, I wrote this book, The Guidebook to Optimum Health, and the subtitle is Why Exercise and Nutrition Alone Are Not Enough. And what I'm saying there is exercise and nutrition aren't enough if we want to be the fully optimized, fully illuminated human being, the most awesome version of ourselves. If we want to actually be deeply happy, fulfilled, and have a meaningful and enriching life experience, like, you know, pumping iron and putting good food in our mouth isn't enough. They are essential pieces of it. There's no doubts about it. As part of the puzzle, those are key components. Doing exercise, I was just reading about willpower the other day, and willpower is elevated by doing exercise. No surprise there. Getting those good endorphins and moving different things through our body increases brain functioning, I have no doubts. Then we come into nutrition and food, putting good food, let thy food be thy medicine. Doing all of that stuff, absolutely essential. But the other two things I was looking at, and what I, you know, am very particularly interested in studying and learning about and teaching with my clients, is this idea of two things I was seeing was the need to raise our level of consciousness. And very much for me, raising a level of consciousness, there's so many benefits, but one of the very practical benefits is the greater our level of conscious awareness of our internal environment, our external environment, the better choices we're more likely to make. And as in my last book, Decision Making Mastery, I talk about the better decisions we make, the greater we are contributing to our destiny. We want to be a co-creator in our destiny, and that comes from making great decisions. And great decisions mean we need to raise our level of consciousness. And there's some great practices for that, and I'll talk a little bit about those practices here. Meditation, like bang, boom, there we go, drop the mic, That's how we raise our level of consciousness, one of the factors. The other factor is to become a better, more awesome human who makes the world a better place, who contributes to raising the vitality and vibrancy of people around us, is we need to reduce our ego. So we need to increase our consciousness, and we need to reduce our attachment to and our living through and our dependence on our ego. And ego is very much tied in with this, look at me business, this narcissism, this, self-gratification business, this, look at my great body type of thing. That's very much feeding into the ego. Competition, very much feeding into the ego. This idea that we need to be better than other people, we need to push people down to get above, this survival of the fittest, all of that baloney doesn't necessarily contribute to a loving community and a loving world experience and a better planet to live on and a better human being. So if part of our practice isn't, love the physical activity, I love the functional fitness that happens at some of these CrossFit gyms and different things, love that. Love nutrition, I love, the conversation about the access to nutritional food that isn't processed, low in sugar, all of those things, I love that. Plant-based, get it into your body, awesome stuff, great. But if we don't work on our mental, emotional, psychological, and even spiritual aspects of ourselves, that raising of consciousness, that lowering of ego, we are not going to be the better human beings that we have the potential to be. So my message in this conversation is, yes, it's about being a better human being, but physical activity and exercise aren't enough. We need to do the inner work. And I was talking to my brother the other day. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, but he's been into natural bodybuilding, always extremely fit and healthy, and he's, in great shape. So a couple of years older than me, so he's 54. And I was talking to him about doing the inner work, and he's like, oh, I'd so rather do 100 push-ups than do the inner work. The realization that doing the inner work is hard work, and I acknowledge that. And I have my clients say to me, yeah, but it's really hard. And I'm like, oh, you're putting me to sleep. I don't actually care. Hard is where it's at. So we need to be willing to step into that place, to have that emotional, mental discomfort in order for us to do the inner work, in order for us to raise our level of consciousness, in order to get a better handle on this thing called the ego and pull it down. Part of that work can be, dissolving some of our limiting beliefs, like doing the inner work. What's the story I'm telling myself? And I've done different podcasts on, working on those limiting beliefs and dipping into that stuff. The Successful Mind, my book, is all about the inner work. How can we create a successful mind? So that's the key message out of today. Like, don't just focus on physical activity, nutrition, important parts of it. We also need to do the inner work. And those two big pieces that I suggest is raising our level of consciousness, reducing our ego. Now, as we raise our level of consciousness, you're likely to find that the ego is going to be crowded out. And that's why, I said very briefly, meditation is one of the best tools we have for raising our level of consciousness, like taking this energy up our spine. The yogis were doing it, the Buddhist monks were doing it, the martial arts masters were doing it, like this movement of energy up the spine. And, we can create this field of energy, this electromagnetic field of energy around us, and that coherent electromagnetic field creates more coherence at a physical matter level. So the field influences physical matter, according to Einstein, who's, pretty smart sort of guy. So as you raise your level of consciousness, doing stuff like meditation, and again, you can, dip deeper in. I've done talks on meditation before, so you can just do a search on my podcast for meditation. You'll have me talk on meditation, doing some work with me personally, go into meditation. And also, once a month I do this guided meditation, so a chance for you to sit there and have me assist you in doing this inner work, so changing our internal states to create, even at a biochemical level, And at a genetic level, epigenetic level, we're starting to upgrade and upregulate different genes. So we're changing our genetic destiny by doing that inner work, as well as creating a mind of stability, a mind of calm, a mind of expansive creativity, a mind that's not distracted. And a mind not distracted allows you to focus on the things that are most important for you. So that is the message there. Again, you know, there's enough podcasts that I've done on doing the inner work to give you a good start point. If you want to find out more information about what might be specific for yourself to work on, don't hesitate to reach out to me and we can do some work one-on-one. And my final piece is I'm doing the Become a Natural Superhuman workshop, 5 weeks resilience boot camp coming up in the middle of March. But even more awesome, I'm starting to put together a small group that I work with for 9 months over the course of 2022. So if you're ready to really, really, really drop in and do the inner work to create a more awesome version of yourself, to do more awesome stuff and make the world a more awesome place, I'd love to support you there. So again, the details are down below. That's all from me. Have a fantastic day. I'm doing the inner work wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. Have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.